I'd like you to bow your heads with me. Lord Jesus, the words that you have released into my heart, I believe that you will release now into their hearts so that your life may come into a new place for them to understand your way and the magnitude of who you are. Amen? We're also going to go to chapter 1, but it's going to be in Hebrews. So, in the NIV, it says the Son superior to angels. That's the heading before chapter 1, verse 1. The Son superior to angels. I believe that if we begin to understand the magnitude of the Spirit of Jesus Christ that's inside of us, it will help us to understand His love for us, His desire to unfold the magnitude of His power within us. There are times when we look at ourselves, we get discouraged, we get overwhelmed, and a lot of times it's because of lack of knowledge. How many understand what I'm talking about? We take the opinions of men, we take our own opinion of ourselves, and we go with it. And that's a little bit of what I was trying to give you understanding of earlier. So, I want you to take a good look at this word. Verse 1, in the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, that's, notice, these last days, that's now, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, and through whom He made the universe. He appointed Him, by the way, just like He appoints you. He doesn't wait for a vote. He doesn't ask you to cast your vote. He appointed Him. Heir of a few things. Really? All things? He made the universe. Wow. And as I was reading this, I had like a picture in my mind that came up. And I saw the magnitude of the planets in darkness. And it's like almost too big for the brain to comprehend. Every one of those planets, one black collection of masses all over in the firmament. No light, just a dull gray, dead looking. As I pondered that for a few moments, I heard, read the next line. The sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being. Now, Peggy, I know you have the Amplified, and I have a little note over here on the sidelines of my NIV. It says in the Amplified, light being, correct? Mm-hmm. Would you read it, please?
He is the sole expression of the glory of God, the light being, the outraying or radiance of the divine.
One more time, girl, please.
He is the sole expression of the glory of God, the light being, the outraying or radiance of the divine.
In other words, he's radiating light constantly. He's radiating the glory of God. So when all these planets were created, which we call probably some of them stars, one of them we call Earth. The Son, Jesus Christ, comes into this. And he is the Word, Genesis. And he speaks light. And all of a sudden, fire breaks out on the sun and on the multiplicities of the suns. These planets become alive with fire. God is a consuming fire with a non-ending process. If you look at the interior of the Word, you look at the interior of life and light and glory and light. Years ago, when the Lord started a prayer group at St. Anne's Church, he told us we were to be called children of light. Children of the light. Because we wanted to put children of light. And the Lord said, no, children of the light. What am I telling you today? I'm telling you that the Son of the Most High God chose to lay down his life as a lamb without a beat, perfect before God and perfect before man, and then he would release his spirit inside of... Wow. He would release the very same fire. Acts 1. There were tongues of fire. Yes?
Yes.
That came down and rested within them. It didn't stay on top of them. It went within them. And you walk around all upset about yourself because you happen to have a few problems with a few sins. Tough cookies. Shame on you for focusing on what you do wrong instead of what God has done right. You see, we're so focused on self and so self-serving that as soon as we see flaws, we get upset with whom? Self. And the Lord says, I've got my light inside, I've got my fire inside, I've got my spirit inside, and when are you going to what? Reconnect. When are you going to reconnect? When are you going to get my opinion of you rather than your own silly opinion of yourself? You want to get God's opinion of you? Ask the lover that married you or went out with you for a season and thought you were the best thing that ever happened to the earth. And you'll have a memory of God's creation through a lover's eyes. Ask the woman when she's beginning to prepare herself for a wedding date. And she's so in love, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with this man. He is absolutely so perfect that she just sees nothing wrong with him. Ask her 10 years later after 3 kids and 5,000 headaches. And then she'll tell you every flaw he's got. Who has she been listening to? The Holy One of Israel? Oh, you guys laugh. It's the truth, isn't it? Okay. Why am I telling you this? Because, you see, the one who created all of us said, I know you're in trouble, but don't despair. I've got a Savior. I know how to deliver. I know how to transform you. I know how to transfigure you. Would you just focus on the one that's inside? instead of the one that's ruling and reigning, your silly brain and your silly emotions. Because if you listen to your silly brain and your silly emotions, what are you going to do? You're going to what? You're going to nosedive. Yeah. And you're going to get discouraged and upset with yourself. And it's got to stop. The sun is the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things except me. On a bad day, I don't even think he's around. On a bad day, I think, my God, there's no future for me. I am a dead duck. Waiting to be offered. Yeah, because the enemy's got you on the roaster. Mm-hmm. And the circle is going around and around and around and around and around. And all the poor me's start to what? Yeah. How many have ever had a visitor, the poor me's? Well, while that poor me is being unfolded inside of you, what's happening to the fire of God? What's happening to the Holy Ghost? It goes down and down and down. And what are you doing? You're pouring ice cubes on yourself. Shame on you. You want to be part of the frozen chosen? Go ahead. If you want to be alive in Christ, start saying, thank you, Lord, for this test, because it has an end. How many of you have got a test right now? Say, thank you, Lord, for this test, because it has an end. And the fire of God is inside of me, and it's burning up all the old stuff, if I let him. If I let him. It's conditional. If I let him. The fire of his mouth, which we talked about Tuesday, the breath of his mouth will slay the man of lawlessness. Yeah. He will get rid of the man of lawlessness. Isn't it awesome? He knows how to do that. Sustaining all things by the powerful word, after he has provided, listen to this part, purification for sins. After you have provided your own, or after he has provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, you are my son? Today I have become your father. I'd like you to kind of flow with me for a moment, because many, many years ago, the Lord had begun to make me begin to understand. It was a beginning of understanding. I was about, I would say, 45. And it had been really impacting me that, yes, I was a son of the Most High. I was beginning to have an understanding that this was a truth. That God could perform something so miraculous inside of me that I could really become the son of the Most High. Not the son, but a son. And it was written in Romans 8, and I began to really acknowledge, yes, Lord, Jesus is the first of many brothers. Well, that's what was coming to life inside of me. It was just starting to come to life. It was on a Monday morning. It was at Grace Church of Christ. And during the worship, all of a sudden, there was this particular lady. She's gone to be with Jesus now.
And she began to just go into tongues, and she was in a heavenly language all by herself above all the others, and the singing just kept on going, and all of a sudden out of her mouth comes, "And you are my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." And it poured out of her, and as those words were pouring out of her, I felt the anointing like brand new rain coming all over me. And my legs lost their power. I just could no longer stand. I knew that Jesus had released that word by his Spirit for me. I didn't care about anybody else. I wasn't in their shoes. I was in my shoes. I knew what God was doing to me. Well, guess what? We had the rest of the service, and all of a sudden, one Holy Ghost woman pulled the other lady aside and began to reprimand her and talk down to her that that was not God, that it was not of the Lord, that she had spoken out of turn, it was not the Holy Ghost, and she was so furious at her that this woman began to disintegrate under the anointing of a false prophet. A jealous prophet. I melted into the seat and began to weep. Not because of what had happened to me, but what God had allowed me to see. Inside of this wonderful church, there were demons having a field day using people. And I wept. About an hour and a half later, I'm in my office. And the phone rings, and it's the lady, and she's weeping. She says, "Kim," she says, "do you realize what happened to me?" I said, "Yes, I saw it. I heard it." She says, "Do you know I had a vision while those words were coming out?" I said, "No." She says, "The vision was that word. It might have been for a lot of others, but I know for sure it was for you because I saw your face." I had felt the anointing. I had felt the presence of God. I knew that it was real, that it was mine. And the enemy had shot her down and almost put her out of business, where she had made a commission to her own self. A vow inside of her heart as she walked out of that church, "I'll never come back to this church again because they're not of God." And I began to weep with her. And I said, "We need to carry the one who sinned against you." Just like Moses had Aaron pray for those who had turned against them. And I said, "Don't stop praying until we have freedom. And those words that you promised that you would never re-enter, would you please take them and stuff them back where they came from, which has happened to be a little corner of hell. Because while you are under that anointing, the enemy will try to take your radiance, to take out the glory of God out of you. And I'm not talking just to some of you. I'm talking to quite a few. Because I have a sense that there's quite a few that have tasted what I'm just giving you." Why? Because the Most High God is interested in building up a body of believers that are interested in interceding for one another until they all reach the glory that God has prepared for them. Now, if you have enough courage and you've had this kind of treatment, would you stand right now? Put your Bible down. Keep those hands up in the air. Say, "Lord Jesus, those of whom had a different opinion of me, especially when I was under the anointing of God, today I set them free. And like Jesus from the cross, I take my example Father, forgive them.
Father, forgive them.
For they know not what they do. They have no knowledge of the real truth. And while they were persecuting me, they were really persecuting you. Because it was your spirit.
It was your radiant light.
That was blinding them.
That was blinding them.
And hurting them.
Hurting them.
And they retaliated.
Today,
I ask that you hold no sin against them. And heal them, Lord Jesus.
And heal me.
And if I made vows to myself
at any point,
as an injured soldier,
I ask you now
to erase those words out of my heart. Because it was with words I created them.
And it is with words that I will change them.
Let your will be done.
Let your will be done.
In those who hurt me.
In those who hurt me.
And had no knowledge.
And had no knowledge.
Of what they were doing.
Of what they were doing.
To the Spirit of God in me.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things He has done. With His blood He has saved me.
With His power,
with His power He will raise me. To God be the glory for the things He has done.
You may be seated. I want you to take a quick peek at a few other scriptures that may help you. So if you've got a pad and pencil, I want to give these scriptures to you so that you can really look at the Creator that's alive in you. His name is Christ Jesus. In John chapter 1, verse 3. John chapter 1, verse 3. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6. Yet for us there is but one God and Father, from whom all things and for whom we live. And there is but one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through whom we live. And through whom we live. Ephesians 3, verse 9. And Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9. And to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things. Colossians 1, verse 16. Colossians 1, verse 16. For by Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things were created by Him and for Him. All things were created by Him and for Him. Hebrews 1:1, you already have. Hebrews 1:2, you also have. So what I'm saying to you is that the one who created all these things is also the same one that will carry you to the finish line. Father, these words were given in order to release grace into the hearts of these that you brought this day. Now may they be aware of the real truth of your love, your mercy, and your grace, and to be aware of the fire of the Most High that's inside of them as they go forth and radiate light into every corner that they touch. And all of God's people said,
amen.
And amen.